3, 2, 1.
This is Remzo Republic,
the clash of punk rock and politics.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the one, the only Remzo Republic podcast. I'm your host, as always, Remzo W. Martinez. Follow me on Twitter at Remzo101. That's R-E-M-S-O-1-0-1. Welcome back. In case you're a new listener, we have one job here, and it's one job we're trying to be really good at, especially for season 3. And for all our older listeners, just repetition, but just hang on with me and we'll get to the fun part. Over here at the Remzo Republic, broadcasting to you from the Self-Defense Radio Network, Auto Radio, and our other fabulous networks and platforms, we are trying to make freedom fun again, trying to get the ideas of open minds, free markets, individual liberty out there to the rest of the country. And I'm broadcasting you coast from coast from the one and only Commonwealth of Virginia. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Folks, this has been a fabulous season so far. We've had some phenomenal guests, and we've been trying to move away from just discussing the regular rigmarole of what's going on in current events, what's going on in politics. You can get that anywhere else. You come here because you want to have a good time and you want to talk about actual issues. But, you know, you can't just talk about, you know, all the fun stuff all the time. Sometimes you've got to actually, you know, refocus on what's important, refocus on where to put your efforts. As I always say, you have to invest. You have to put time, and you've got to invest a lot more blood, sweat, and tears into the world you want to create. Creating the world you want to create is always difficult. I mean, if it was easy, anyone could do it. Who knows how the landscape of our government and our culture would look if everyone just got involved. But there is a way you can get involved. I know I'm kind of segueing into it right now, aren't I? It's an organization that, if you're a libertarian, you most likely have heard of it. They work across party lines, they're nonpartisan, and they've been trying to do one thing and one thing really, really well. They've been trying to create a united United States of America. And we're going to talk a little bit more about them and what they do, but I want to go ahead and introduce our guest. His name is Charles Froman with Our America Initiative, and he's here on the program today. Sir, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Remzo. I'm glad to be on.
Not a problem at all. So, Our America Initiative, for those listening that haven't heard of it, what's kind of like your mission statement? How did it come about? And what do you guys have going on right now?
Well, thanks, Remzo, for that introduction. And it's an opportunity for me to be on this because I think you really have a growing podcast and movement here. A lot of folks are paying attention to what you're doing here. You have a lot of great guests. And this is, you know, Our America Initiative is a 501c4 nonpartisan advocacy effort for libertarian issues, reduction of government coercion and expansion of individual rights. And in that way, you know, we're similar to other big advocacy movements, whether it's Americans for Prosperity, that has all the money from the Koch brothers, or Campaign for Liberty, that is the C4 for Dr. Paul and his son, Rand Paul, and or FreedomWorks. There are a lot of C4s out there, and what seems to differentiate Our America Initiative from the others is, number one, you know, we're less tied to any of the major parties. Our honorary chair and founder, Governor Gray Johnson, you know, admittedly has been the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party the last two cycles, and so some may, you know, think of us as tied to the LP, but we have non-LP folks on our honorary board, like Buddy Romer, former Democrat governor of Louisiana, and Green Party members on our advisory council. So we really do try to be nonpartisan, and so the opportunity for folks who want to get involved with us is that we are very open-minded on what issue or initiative or project or event you want to connect us with in your state. We're in all 50 states to build coalitions to push and advance liberty. And it is that broad coalition of all these different kinds of people for liberty that differentiates a bit from some of the other C4s.
That's perfect. And I kind of want to segue into the next part because, you know, for those of those listening that have heard of OIA, you guys have been kind of quiet lately because you've been restructuring. I know definitely with the 2016 election, you guys kind of took a break to reevaluate things and understand how to, you know, effectively relocate your time and energy. But for a lot of people that were kind of burned out after the 2016 election, when they do think of OAI, they think of it as just, I don't know, the Gary Johnson pack. Like they're just going and doing stuff for Gary, trying to get him on the debate stage. And I was speaking to one gentleman over in Charlottesville a couple weeks ago, and he was like, oh, I bet OAI, you know, all they want to do was take my money and get Gary on the debate stage. They're not going to do anything else. From everything I've seen, that's the exact opposite of what's actually happening, because I know here in Virginia, you guys are really trying to work on your grassroots efforts to try and actually continue with the mission of OAI. So what would you say to somebody that's just like, oh, it's just the Gary pack?
Well, I mean, we're not going to hide from our biggest star. I mean, Governor Gary Johnson is our founder and our honorary chair, although he left that position for the campaign last year. And Judge Jim Gray stepped in as our honorary chair. And everything we do because of our association with Governor Johnson admittedly helps his name ID, and so indirectly helps whatever he's doing. And, of course, he ran for president. And if that is a turnoff for someone, you know, we don't want to force someone to work with us. But technically, you know, we are more than Governor Johnson. We have other honorary board members. We have 100 national figures on a dozen advisory councils. The debate lawsuits, which some folks think would just help Governor Johnson, actually wouldn't help him. That lawsuit is still ongoing. It's under appeal. And that'll only help future candidates get on the debate stage. So that's a lawsuit that's very popular with people who like Governor Johnson or like Jill Stein, the Green Party folks, anyone who wants to get more choices in the debates. So that directly doesn't help Governor Johnson, although he's the person pushing it the most. And a lot of our issues in the 50 states wouldn't directly help Governor Johnson, but they would help the liberty movement, broadly speaking. So it's bigger than Governor Johnson. We had a big national tour last fall. We hit, gosh, I don't even know, 50, 60 venues across the country, from Alaska down to Atlanta up to Maine, with you know, the former spokesperson from the Democrat committee, Terry Michael, who's a contributor for Reason magazine now. Former police chief of Baltimore, comedians, some who are not libertarian. We really have tried to be, you know, correct with this C4 and really make it about advocating liberty, even if its indirect connection to Governor Johnson would help his name ID. He is, you know, Governor Johnson is our biggest selling point. If we are going to coalesce with some group in a state, a lot of them do want Gary Johnson in the state for an event or a fundraiser to help the cause, whether it's guns or cutting taxes or getting rid of licensing or rolling back the over-criminalization epidemic or the drug war issues, et cetera. And so we don't hide from our connection there. That's a good selling point, and donors like it. But so it's Gary Johnson plus. Let's leave it at that.
Gotcha. Sir, we're going to go ahead and keep this conversation going, but first we're going to go ahead and hit our first commercial break. Folks, you're listening to the Remso Republic of Charles Frohman from Our America Initiative. Hang on tight and we'll be back in a moment.
Let's make freedom fun again. Take the show on the go by subscribing to the Remso Republic on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and YouTube. Don't be left out.
Hey everyone, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is Liberty. Each week we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty. Rock and roll. Just one night.
make sure to visit libertarianwingmedia.com, where you can find articles written by libertarians all over the world on all of today's issues. Check out our podcast network with monthly and weekly podcasts. Check out our libertarian t-shirt store with t-shirts like Make Markets Free Again and Make Markets Not War. And you too can become an author at Libertarian Wing Media and write what you want when you want. Just email alexmerced at alexmerced.com. Thank you very much.
Folks, welcome back to the program. We're continuing our conversation from earlier, but I kind of want to pivot from here for this segment. Sir, like I mentioned earlier, you guys are restructuring. I mean, after every election, especially when we have something that was as monumentally changing as this one, I think every organization had to go ahead and, you know, readjust to the new landscape, kind of figure out, you know, where they can go, what they can do, how they can be effective in order to continue their mission. You know, change the way that things are done without changing what it is you guys are doing. So what was your biggest challenge in looking into this new year and this new administration and everything going forward? And what are the areas that you hope to improve on, you know, with OAI going forward from here?
Well, I mean, you're exactly right. After the election, everyone just kind of retreated for a while and just wanted to figure out what was the opportunity going forward. And a couple of things have helped us discover that there is a demand for what we're offering. Number one is our most popular project, the debate lawsuit. It was dismissed last August, and the appeal just was heard with oral arguments. And Bruce Fine, our attorney, Bruce Fine may be a name some of your audience knows from Watergate, Iran-Contra, the Fairness Doctrine at the Federal Communications Commission, which birthed the talk radio industry. He said he was cautiously optimistic about the oral arguments last month, and there was a big story in Reason magazine about that. So that alone gives reason for us to reconstitute and start raising money, because the appeal will take several hundreds of thousands of dollars to prosecute. It'll probably be reheard. Could be next year. So, you know, Bruce did call this the biggest case of his life, because if you do break open the duopoly's control of the debates, that changes everything. I mean, let's be honest. Governor Gary Johnson's exclusion from the debates last fall killed his campaign.
That was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, he was on the ballot in all 50 states. People who I didn't even think paid attention to third-party politics had heard of him. I mean, the reasons that they gave, you know, oh, you need to meet this percent, but oh, we're going to randomly choose the polling data in which we're going to go ahead and figure out whether or not you're in there. And then he barely gets on. I mean, that was probably one of the biggest, most open slaps in the face of millions of Americans across the country that I've seen in terms of political history in years.
Yeah, and it's been going on for a lot of years, and it's just human self-interest. If you have a duopoly or an oligopoly, and this gets to, you know, the other issues, every market is oligopolized, cartelized. Everyone knows that. Same with politics. So if they can get away with excluding competition, why wouldn't they? And they are doing that, and potentially our lawsuit could stop that. So a lot of people, libertarians and non-libertarians both, like that project. So that gives us reason to continue. But also Trump. You know, a lot of libertarians didn't like Trump. You know, personality-wise, I'm a big tent guy, so I can work with anyone. I have friends that work for Trump. I've been a lobbyist for, you know, a long time in D.C., and so if he's going to try to cut regulations or free up healthcare, education, finance, et cetera, I'll work with him. I'll work with anyone. I'll cheer him on. But on the interventionism overseas and domestically, whether it's over criminalization, privacy, et cetera, you know, that gives libertarians an obvious opening to get busy. There are other C4s to do that through, whether it's Campaign for Liberty with the Rand Pauls of the world, or Americans for Prosperity that has the Koch money. or FreedomWorks. You know, we're not the only game in town, but with Our America Initiative, it's just a broader coalition, I think. It's not tied to the right wing or the left wing. It's a pretty broad coalition. We can take more risks, I think, with issues than the more popular C4s can do, especially on overcriminalization, specifically the drug war. You know, we can help local and state activists tackle issues that maybe aren't known more nationally, whether it's family law reform or opening up ABC liquor store monopolies, which is a big issue in Virginia. I think you know.
Oh my gosh, you are preaching to the choir. Our ABC here is ridiculous in terms of just our liquor laws alone. I'm glad you brought this up because it's one of those things that I think I can get anyone from any, you know, political persuasion to jump on when you talk about liquor laws. And I mean, we were talking about this before recording. Nick Offerman, who played Ron Swanson, probably the most popular libertarian figure in all of, you know, television history and entertainment, he recently tried to open his own distillery. And while he's a flaming progressive in real life, he's gone and actively campaigned with progressive candidates. He's very anti-Second Amendment. He's recently declared a war against the bureaucracy, saying, you're telling me that with all the paperwork, with all the fines, with all the investigations I have to do, it's going to take me 23 years. Let me say that again, folks. 23 years before he can actually sell one bottle.
That's incredible. And I have a family friend here in Williamsburg, Virginia, where I am, who just opened up a distillery of sorts where he's remaking colonial recipes for liquor.
Nice.
Old whiskey. Yeah.
To Williamsburg.
It fits. You know, this is the colonial area, so why not? But a lawyer friend of mine in Virginia represents some restaurants, and we have been negotiating with them how Our America can kind of give them a coalition partner to go after some liberalization of ABC laws in the legislature. And, you know, your own brother, Ryan, I know, has been active in lobbying and activism. And that's the kind of thing we also offer that other C4s don't really offer. It's custom-made lobby days. You go through the bills of the legislature, and whether it's liquor or other regulatory hassles, you can sort of find bills that fit under a few categories. Which bills cut confiscatory taxation? We work with the fair taxers in Georgia, for example, to abolish the state income tax, which is something we'll have to probably do in Virginia because Tennessee already
has. For the love of God, please.
Yeah. And the Koch folks are doing a great job going after licensing. I mean, anyone involved with advocacy after a certain while realizes that licensing really is bad. And so, you know, we'll work with anyone to go after licensing. There are lots of reg reform bills in the legislature here in Virginia to advocate. Overcriminalization, whether it's working with the ACLU or Normal or other groups to roll back. Maybe you've heard of this statistic. Not a day goes by where someone doesn't accidentally violate some felony.
Oh, like 5 felonies a day or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great statistic that shows you that this is an across the board issue that everyone can get involved with. It's just out of control. The police state has no place for liberty activism. You know, that's the kind of thing that we can really help local activists do is custom make lobby days. It's great skill building for any activist. You know, campaigning just isn't all there is. It's when you go before a politician and push a few issues where you kind of learn where that red line is between liberty and statism. And, you know, it's not just about abolishing the income tax or getting rid of all the unconstitutional bureaucracies. Sometimes you have to like accept a small baby step towards liberty before you can have a more comprehensive reform. So, you know, the lobby days is one of my favorite things that we do across the country. And unfortunately, in some states, there are some registration requirements, so it's not as easy as just showing up at the legislature. But in Virginia, it's pretty easy. If you're an unpaid volunteer, you can go to the legislature for a day and hand out some information on bills and follow up maybe through a Facebook group when folks need help with grassroots calls or emails or visits back home. And then we also want to do events. We had a big, huge tour last fall. I worked with a bunch of SFLers and YALers and others on all the campuses to find venues and to find local speakers. We had over 1,000 people at the Hippodrome in Richmond with Baltimore's former police commissioner who now runs LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Neil Franklin. We had the former press secretary from the 1980s of the Democrat National Committee, Terry Michaels, who now writes for Reason magazine. We had Michael Imprevento, a JAG lawyer who substitute hosts for WNIS AM 630, is it, in Tidewater in
North? Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Imprevento is a good friend. And some comedians. I can't think of the guy's name. Jerry McClellan. I guess he's really popular with the millennial crowd. But with those events, we often invite our local host to nominate some local popular folks to speak as well. You know, it could have been you, Remzo, if we would have had an event at Liberty that you could have had a role to say a few words. So
that would have been fun.
Yeah. We got a lot of press. We had NBC, all kinds of people in Richmond. So over 1,000 people. So we can work with local activists on events, whether it's with thought leaders, comedians, celebrities. We had Nirvana's bassist, Chris Novoselic, at our Portland event. Drew Carey from Price is Right tried to do an event with us. It's, you know, what bills or initiatives can we push with the politicians? What kind of events can we co-arrange that'll attract attention, whether it's with thought leaders, music, comedians, celebrities, what issue? It's all a subject of negotiation, local opportunity, what will bring attention to us, what will entice the donors. So that's sort of what we offer. It's very flexible, liberty-oriented opportunism. The lawsuit still is there. That brings a lot of attention and donations and media attention. So, yeah, it's Governor Gary Johnson, but it's a lot more. And it's a lot of local flavor to it.
Definitely. So, sir, we're going to go ahead and hit our final commercial break, and then we'll go ahead and start to wrap up the show. Folks, hang on tight. The conversation continues right back after this.
Hey, it's Jen Gray with the Leading Liberty Podcast, and you're listening to Remso Republic.
Visit RemsoRepublic.com for all available content.
Hey guys, Tim Preuss here, and I wanted to take a minute and invite you to stop over to PreussPodcast.com and give our show a listen. We've got in-depth commentary on the issues that matter to you.
These hookers. Fucking whores are out there.
They're hookers, man, I tell you.
Yeah, that's like the most contact I've had with a hooker.
Them yelling at you.
Them yelling at me on Twitter.
We break down the most pressing issues of our time.
This what? Large lady with, like, tight clothing on. Not appropriately linked tight clothing either.
And we get the most intelligent analysis from friends of ours like Jeffrey Tucker.
You pulled over engine trouble and what happened? I don't know.
Seriously though, we love putting on a show that both entertains and educates. We're growing and we'd be thrilled if you joined us. Check out PreussPodcast.com for more. That's P-R-E-U-S-S podcast.com.
Make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Libertarian Wing Media Podcast Network on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher, such as the Alex Mercedcast, with interesting interviews with interesting people every week. Breaking Progressives, spending time every week breaking down left-wing narratives and showing what's real and what's fake. Economics Why Not, a weekly look at economics and applying economic principles to daily life. Better Today, a weekly podcast where we take a look on ways to improve your life and be better today. Libertarian Commons is a podcast where we play audio from the video archives of Alex Merced from his videos dating back to 2008. Liberty Public Access, a podcast where anyone can submit an episode. Submit your episodes to Alex Merced at alexmerced.com. Have you been wanting to start your own podcast? Then subscribe to Podcast and Logging Tips and Tricks, a weekly podcast about how to host your podcast, how to produce your podcast, and how to market your podcast. We'll be adding some monthly podcasts to the lineup soon, including Make Markets Free Again, a monthly look at what's going on in markets and regulation all over the world, and the Free VST podcast, looking at free VST instruments for electronic music producers. Listen to these podcasts by going to libertarianwingmedia.com or subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends and leave a positive review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
Are you looking for a podcast that represents life, liberty, and the free movement of ideas? Well, look no further. The Classical Liberal Podcast is here for free speech and the latest in American politics. Come tune in for liberty with Alex Shaw at theclassicalliberal.weebly.com. That's classicalliberal.weebly.com. Folks, welcome back to the final segment. We've got a few extra minutes here with our guests, so I kind of just want to, you know, just cover a few questions to just kind of wrap up the whole thing, because I think we're getting a really good holistic picture of what our America Initiative, OAI, is actually trying to accomplish going out forward. So, sir, I guess my biggest thing is this. You know, years and years ago, I was just a very young community organizer. I was getting involved in my state. I was getting involved in campaigns. I was trying to get involved in student activism. And the biggest problem you get, especially after a giant election when everyone is burned out, no one wants to talk about knocking doors or going and talking to stuffy politicians or anything. They just get really demotivated. But one thing that kept me a little bit optimistic, and I know everyone has a different opinion on this, but in terms of just, you know, post-2016, I saw a lot of young Republicans saying, I want to get more involved in activism. They're taking up roles. I'm seeing a lot more people jump into their local Libertarian Party or their local, Normal chapter or Gun Owners of America or VCDL or something. So I saw a lot of people say, hey, after this, this isn't over. I'm going on to something else. And I'm really excited to see what OAI is doing, because I've seen what it's done in the past. When you look at, you know, trying to get rid of regulations that say how many rounds you can have in a clip for the magazine of your pistol or something like that, and so much more. So in terms of just the motivation, how do things look right now? Do you have the grassroots effort that you want, or is it something that you still want to work towards? Or, you know, just kind of how's the state of OAI at this point?
Well, it's not quite there at this point. It's reviving, and we're now recruiting our state teams. I think your brother, Ryan, has some interest.
Show producer Ryan,
being involved. I've worked with a lot of college activists during the campaign, and of course, we were separate from the campaign. But, if they want to get involved, this is an opportunity, like with other C4s, to, let me put it this way, exercise your responsibility as a citizen in a republic. Let's recall what Benjamin Franklin said in answer to a question after the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia in 1787, when he was asked what kind of government did the founders give the people. And Benjamin Franklin answered, a republic if you can keep it. And so the burden that comes with a limited democracy that a republic is activism, to keep that democracy limited. So we can't just Facebook or complain or just go back to our income-producing work and expect the republic to last. As excited as some are with Trump, or were, and I was, I liked some of his promise with cutting regulations or freeing up healthcare and education and finance. I'm still for him whenever he does that. But, you know, the interventions overseas and domestically with respect to privacy the drug war, over-criminalization. He's just so cavalier and sanguine when it comes to the police. You know, there is an opportunity for folks to revive their activism, whether it's through lobby days, helping us form events to educate people on the importance of liberty, to keep pushing the envelope wherever the opportunity is, whether it's with Uber, Airbnb, or the gubernatorial debate, their discussion on taxes, 10% a cut or more, the growing movement to expose licensing for the scam it is in smothering entrepreneurs' dreams to offer services, the continuing over-criminalization epidemic where, what was it, Remzo? Not a day goes by without
where you don't commit 5 felonies a day.
Exactly. I mean, that's a statistic you can't ignore. That isn't just about, some liquor regulation or this or that. It's a lot of regulations for businesses, that statistic. Or, you know, opening the government to FOIA requests or transparency. Ryan can tell you this. The bills we've advocated in Richmond over the past several years – I wrote an article in the Suffolk News Herald. I'll share with you if your audience, if it's helpful. I kind of pretty much drew the red line for all the issues. They passed a bill allowing FOIA requests for any public meeting, but they didn't pass a bill guaranteeing citizens the right to testify or attend all public meetings. That's an obscure issue, but it's important. You know, you need to find that line. They passed a bill exposing any Airbnb house owner's desire to rent a room or their house for some tourist to registration and potential taxation. That's the red line for the sharing economy, for folks who want to make some money on their property. Our America Initiative offers the aggressive up-and-coming activists a lot more opportunity and flexibility than I think other C4s offer to really form a lobby day that's really geared towards your state, to help us form events that really are geared towards the coalitions needed to get things passed in your state, on all the potential issues, guns, licensing, ballot access, over-criminalization, et cetera. Or ABC in the case of Virginia, the liquor control, which has everyone so angry in many ways. And then our principal people, Governor Gary Johnson, Governor Bill Weld, Judge Jim Gray, other national figures that were part of the campaign or part of our American Initiative's Liberty Tour. So that's the offer. Get in touch with Remzo and through him, his brother Ryan. And join us. We want to experiment on what works to push liberty in Virginia and nationally.
Perfect. So, sir, I've got to let you go. If people want to learn more about our America Initiative, you know, get in contact with you or anything else, how could they do so?
Well, if they're fans of yours, maybe give them Ryan's email since Ryan's helping me.
Definitely.
I'm Charles Frohman at OurAmericaInitiative.com. That's Charles Frohman, F as in Frank, R-O-H-M-A-N, at OurAmericaInitiative.com, or just go to our website, OurAmericaInitiative.com.
Perfect. Sir, thank you so much for coming on the program. This was incredibly informative, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Remzo. You have a great podcast and continued good fortune for you.
I appreciate that, sir, so much. So, folks, we're going to wrap things up. If you want to go ahead and contact producer Ryan, just go to, just email producer@remsorepublic.com. He should, have his own email set up for that. But, producer@remsorepublic.com, put OAI in the subject title, and you can go ahead and contact producer Ryan directly for all your OAI-related questions. And as always, go ahead and check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, TuneIn. We're going to break, almost 110,000 downloads, almost within a couple of weeks. So really excited for that. Go ahead and check us out on their networks, Auto Radio Player FM, LRN.FM, and the Self-Defense Radio Network. And as always, be good to your neighbor, treat yourself, and tune in next week. I'm Remso W. Martinez, America. Good night.
Stay connected to Liberty's Rabble Rouser on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date with the latest episodes, blogs, and other available content. What are you waiting for?